If you want more information, I have my age development curriculum that you can watch and look at for free on my YouTube channel, Kyle C. Wilson Official. All you need to do is just smash that subscribe button when you get there, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to the networking framework found within the 3% Obsession Beast Parent Education. Now, this should be a shorter one, but this is just highlighting the importance of networking and what it actually means and represents for a player's journey in their path. And I had a college professor tell me, obviously in college, it was my junior or senior year, I think both, because I had her for both. And she would say, it's about who you know to get the job. It's about what you know to keep the job. And that's so good, I'm gonna say it one more time. It's about who you know to get the job. It's about what you know to keep the job. And what this essentially means is, you can have all the skills and tools in the world, but it's one person that's gonna open the door for you, and it's your skills and ability that's gonna get you to keep that position or job. And I think especially in this country, because there's not as many pathways to a higher level, you really have to have a network. And there's less and less opportunities for players to make it to the next level, especially in this country. And parents and players, you need to be working together. So combined, it's a dual partnership or three-person partnership, working together to build a network of people who may be able to help you in the future. Now, what I don't want you to do is think that you need to go up to everybody and tell them that your son is the next Messi. Don't do that. But just engage in conversation. So I have seen, like in a personal level, hundreds of kids that are very good, that have potential to play at another level, but they didn't have the network to get them through the door. And you can't, I literally can't exaggerate this enough. Like, if you don't have the network, you can't get there. And I'll give you a great example. There's a player that I worked with who was a part of the Orlando City B squad, which was MLS Next Pro, and he got released. So we started training to keep him in shape and whatnot. I happened to have one connection with a guy that happened to come over to do a college tour. And from that college tour, he played different schools like UCF, Stetson, and so on. Many schools, Division I, Division II, Division III. And he happened to play against Stetson University. And he got recruited from that because he was a standout. And it's all because of that direct connect that I was able to get him a chance to play in front of Stetson. And another coach there was recruiting potential players, found him and took him to California to play Division I. And it's all because of a one networking connection that I had to help him get there. And that's how important this is. And the thing is, like, you got to understand, like, there's really no incentive for somebody to help, but they can give you the opportunity. So I was able to help give him the opportunity to get in front of the right people. I didn't have to do that, but I chose to do that. And this right here should summarize for you why networking is so important. And that is because I trained Luis Nani. You guys might remember that. The only reason I was able to train Luis Nani was because of a direct connection. I used to train some of his previous teammates at Orlando City, and then he happened to reach out to them and said, who is this guy that you've trained with? So then he reached out to me and said, hey, I need some training. Can you work with me? That's it. That should summarize for you how important networking is. Because if you do a good job and you play well enough, doors will open. It's, like I've said before, a compounding effect. And the rest is basically history with that. Okay, so I can't necessarily tell you what to do and how to do it, but what I can do is give you some action steps here. And again, this document will be available for you to download. You just have to go to the lower part of this and get the documentation. So the action steps, there's five of them. You want to obviously have a player that has the skill set and the ability. This also means they have to be able to have conversation with people. So to interact, negotiate, so to speak, and be able to conversate with potential people. And you're going to want to do this with experiential learning. So going to talk to just other people, like maybe go to a coffee shop and just go up and start talking to people and engage in those conversations to build that opportunity to do that. The second one would be like an online program to help you. There's actually one that I took called Charisma University. You do have to pay for it, but that will help you on a step-by-step process of how to actually communicate and conversate with people. And I think that's invaluable. The second action now, this is by U13 Plus. You should have three of the following items. The first one is you need to have, in my opinion, an Instagram, a TikTok, and a YouTube channel where you can be posting game film, highlight clips, maybe you talking about certain things, just maybe about your performance or whatnot. That way you can show that you have the ability to do that, to speak. Because think about it, if you go play pro, you're going to be doing interviews all the time. You need to be able to speak and be comfortable and proficient speaking in front of people. Okay, I recommend you only post high-level performance, including playing who you play against. If you post low-level games, people aren't going to be interested. It's so important that. Make sure that the page looks professional. Professional headshot, professional bio. Make sure that the username is good, not like, you know, Little John 5431. You know, it should be, you know, little. Don't do that. Don't do little. Do John Stewart 2010. Right, just as an example. Those are the type of things that you want to be doing. Now, the next thing would be action 3. Try to meet as many coaches, directors, scouts, and potential agents as possible, and this will happen with time. But like I said, the networking fact is so important. Like, you have to be, again, thinking about the compounding effect. You start small, but you work your way up to get bigger and greater people that can potentially be in your network. Okay? Because you never know who can open a door for you, and that's very important. You never want to burn a bridge if possible. You always want to thank people for your time or their time. Even if you're not going to work with them, but you say, hey, I appreciate you so much. They might get upset, but as long as you're open and honest, I think you at least potentially leave the door open. And then third, you can send direct messages to people. You may or may not get a response. You can try and do phone calls or text messages. Again, you may or may not get a response. And an example would be, I went to an event here in Orlando that was like a coaching convention, and there was a guy named Mike Phelan there. And he was the assistant manager of Manchester United under Sir Alex Ferguson. So I went up to him and was like, hey, you know, Mike, obviously know about you, big fan of Manchester United. I got to let you know that I happen to train one of your former players. And he was like, oh, yeah, who? And I'm like, well, Nani. He's like, oh, wow, yeah, he played for Orlando City. That makes sense. Yeah, yeah. And so all because of that one opportunity that I trained Luis Nani, I was able to build a connection with this guy named Mike Phelan. He gave me his phone number. And that's awesome. Those are things that you just never know are going to happen. And it's all because of potential connections and who you know that could open potential doors. Now, the next one would be action 4. This is, you know, a potential thing that you could be doing. Start reaching out to people. Maybe you go up to, you know, I put here, reach out to 50 people a day just to build connections. Maybe you go up and have a conversation with 50 people. Maybe you send 50 DMs. Maybe you do 50 phone calls, whatever it is for you. But just start doing that, because just putting your foot through the door and creating that for yourself will only, again, the compounding effect, right? But don't tell them, hey, you need to check me out because I'm this top player. Or just be like, hey, wanted to connect with you. I'm looking to get to a higher level in the future. You know, I think it'd be great for you for us to be connected, you know, something like that. And if they want to be connected to you, they will. But don't expect a response, but there might be one person that does. They might go check your page and see what content you have. And they might go, okay, this kid might have something, or maybe they've heard of your name before. But obviously you can only do this when you have a certain level of performance. If you're not performing, then this, you know, this step won't make much sense or add value. Action 5, networking means nothing without performance. Like I just said, everyone thinks their player is the next superstar. Data and stats are the most important. So a great example would be, this is extreme, but the point should hopefully remain, the transfer market. There's a website called Transfer Market. If you were on the transfer market, that means you have high potential, and that means you're a value. If you're not on the transfer market, your value has decreased significantly. So those are things that people need to be mindful of is transfer market. Or what I'm saying is value. If you're bringing value and your player is on the transfer market, that means they were a pro at some point, and that means you will have interest. So value. Goals and assists for attacking players, clean sheets and defending stats for defensive players. And those are your main primary action steps in the networking framework. Hopefully that makes sense to you. Again, grab the PDF that comes with this. That way you get access to it. And we'll get back to work, guys. We'll see you there. And let's keep working.
Hey, guys. I absolutely love that you're checking out and listening to the podcast. And I only have one ask quickly. And that would be if you could please share this podcast with somebody else that you maybe know that is going through the system or struggling to navigate it from the youth soccer perspective. And that would mean the absolute world to me, because as you know, I don't sell anything through the podcast and I don't have any sponsorships. And the more people that I can help, that is my overall objective. So I would absolutely love if you could share this with somebody. Take the 5 seconds to do so by sending it through social media or WhatsApp or whatever way that you like to share content, and I will make sure that I continue to deliver valuable and insightful content for you.